Roland Smith here with Carl Sabatino. This is Smith Sabatino. Carl, this week has been an interesting one globally. The Pope came out and listed 15 sins of the Curia. I don't know. Did you see it?
No, I have not.
You did not.
I'm sure that I'm listed in large majority of them.
He did not list Carl Sabatino as an individual sin. I want you to know that.
Okay. So I'll be a prime target for that list.
If you thought you needed absolution, you're clean. You're
okay.
Clear.
All right.
No, but he did come out and say the Curia itself has a lust for power, some spiritual Alzheimer's, I thought was fascinating.
Interesting.
And he called it death by gossip. He listed 15 sins in his annual Christmas message to the world.
Yes,
it wasn't just to the Curia.
He does this. He does this at the end of every year.
Yeah, I mean every pope does that.
Yes, at the end of every year.
But I don't. Since you haven't seen it, we really can't have a discussion on it.
Well, no. Let's just because I'm fascinated by it. I did not catch up with that. But let's take a couple of them and just. Carry on in the conversation.
Lust for power was one of them.
Interesting.
He said, in the Curia itself, there is a lust for power rather than being the pastoral teachers and priests that they ought to be.
Which is what it was the original intention.
Indeed.
And he has gone back to that. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but when he said, the church is for the poor, okay? That was the tone, and that's where I believe we come to this. The church is for the poor, and that was the basis of the beginning of the Catholic Church.
Well, let me read to you what one of the wire services had to say. It said, here are some of the points that he made. How the terrorism of gossip can kill the reputation of our colleagues and brothers in cold blood. That's a quote, Carl.
Yes.
How cliques, Vatican cliques, can enslave their members and become a cancer that threatens the harmony of the body and eventually kill it by friendly fire. His quote. How about those living hypercritical double lives are, quote, typical of mediocre and progressive spiritual emptiness that no academic degree can fill.
Oh gosh, that's
amazing.
That's amazing, and that's a bingo because he's absolutely correct. Mediocrity. We are living we are surrounded by it.
Well, both of us in our experience have had some experience with the Vatican.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I've covered it for years,
yes,
and you have too.
That's
and
correct.
We both know some of the hierarchy of the church,
and we are now finding a different message coming from El Papa, as the Italians call him. His message is one to the people, and he's bypassing what had become a bureaucratic step. I remember Pope John Paul the 23rd, who I believe you interviewed, if I'm not mistaken.
I did.
You did.
And not John the 23rd. Pope John.
Pope John.
This is the second.
The second.
John Paul. The second.
John Paul. He found that particular, getting the message out, to be almost impossible. And he made that comment a number of times. Talking to journalists like you, for him, was a breath of fresh air, because he was going directly to the people. And this pope seems to have bypassed all of that.
Well, I don't think there was the freedom of the... You want to hear a story? We don't have time for this particular segment. But let's revisit this in the next segment. I'll tell you the story about how a request of mine through a mutual friend with Pope John Paul II...
Yes.
...ended up into a televised and audio interview or... discussion, conversation with the Holy Father.
That's remarkable. And you are one of the very few lucky men and women who have had the opportunity in a personal dialogue. That was a
Well, in this way, it never happened before, and I don't think it's happened since.
It has not?
But I don't know. I mean, I'm not attuned into that mechanism as I used to be.
Well, let us pick that up in the next segment with our question. And don't forget, my predictions are coming up. So, and I know that the world is waiting.
Give me a hint on one prediction. Just one tiny little hint.
It has to do with the breakthrough in some, I believe, in significant medical breakthroughs on the horizon in a number of areas, particularly in the area of detailed genetic research.
Really?
I think we're on a breakthrough, and it's going to happen very quickly.
You must have some inside knowledge.
I will discuss it.
Okay.
And we'll discuss more of it. Call Sabatino with Roland Smith. Please stay with us. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks. We're back.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can a piece of paper help with your goals? Take a page from Ben Franklin.
As a young man, he made a list of 13 virtues he wanted to acquire. He developed a single sheet of paper for each week.
The days of the week were across the top. The 13 virtues went down the left side. He focused on one virtue a week and recorded every instance where he failed.
So what can you learn from Ben Franklin's system?
Report your results to see your progress.
Keep your goals constantly in front of you.
Focus on one goal at a time.
Start each day with a clean slate.
Use a piece of paper to set and get your goals. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want to know an easy way to turn someone's bad mood into a good one? So easy. In fact, it's a trick that mall masters and department stores have used for years. Here's the social science of it. It's as simple as an unexpected surprise. When a person is surprised by something that brings a smile to their face, the good feelings last as long as 30 minutes. That's why smart malls and department stores provide entertainers, surprise sales, and of course extra samples. They know if they can give you something you didn't expect and surprise you, you'll shop there more often. What's the cheap psychological trick? Did you have a fight with someone? Need to make up? Well, surprise them with cards, flowers, chocolate, a little gift. They'll feel better about you and their heart will turn to butter. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.